In the gospel reading today, we're told that our Blessed Lady pondered all of these things in her heart. We ask ourselves, why? First, we must understand it was not at all because there was any doubt in her mind. It's not that as she heard from the shepherds and the different people that she was wondering what was going on and what does this mean or whatever. Not at all. She knew exactly who her son was. The angel had told her. She believed, she accepted, and there was no doubt in her mind at all. But the fact is, she's a mom. And the way that women deal with things is they take things into their hearts and they ponder them. They work them round and round and round on the inside. Men, on the other hand, deal with things as far out from themselves as they possibly can. And we look at it all very objectively out here and we deal with it there. But women deal with things internally. And so Our Lady took all of these things in. Again, she knew, but she was quiet. She didn't say a word to anyone. And still, the shepherds found out. People came, and she wondered. She had an idea at that point, even, what this child, not only what and who he was, but what he was going to have to do. She knew the Old Testament. She knew exactly what was said about the Messiah. She knew that he was going to have to suffer. But to think that she was living such a hidden way, and suddenly everything is made manifest, and she had to wonder. And so she did. But thankfully, Our Lady continues to be a mom, because we know that in the conception of our Blessed Lord, that as she had to conceive first in her heart before she could conceive in her womb, she therefore conceived the whole person of Christ. That is, the mystical person of Christ, as well as, of course, the physical. And the mystical person of Christ includes you and me. Now at that, we've given our mom plenty of things to ponder, to wonder. She looks at us and thinks, what is with this kid? But thankfully, from her perspective in heaven, she knows exactly what's going on and she knows why. But what is important for us is to know that she carries us in her heart. She's not just pondering things in her heart. She carries the people in her heart, because that, again, is a woman's way. Thanks be to God that He has made women that way, that He has made moms that way. They carry their children in their hearts. Always. Doesn't matter how old they are. And so Our Lady holds all of us in her heart. She carries us in her heart. She prays from the depth of her heart for us. So just as what she did 2,000 years ago, she continues to do now. And what a gift for us to know that she is our mom on the spiritual order, that she is praying for us, that she is holding us in her heart, and that she never lets go. How many of us perhaps have fallen away at some point and been wandering out there aimlessly somewhere? But your own mom never forgot you, and neither did your spiritual mother. Both of them kept you in their heart. Both of them continued to pray. Both of them continued to work to bring you home. And how grateful we must be. And so we learn that lesson as well. All of us need to have the trust and confidence that if there is someone else who has wandered, they are in Our Lady's heart, that they are still in the mercy of God, that we have to continue to pray for them as well, but knowing that Our Lady continues to pray for them, and that we can have that absolute confidence in the Lord, in His mercy, through His mother's intercession, that the grace will be given to each and every person to be able to come back. Every person on the face of the earth will be given the grace necessary for salvation. Whether they accept it or not is another matter, but every single person is given everything that they need to be able to be saved. And so if we have family members or friends who have fallen away, to know that that grace will be there. And we need to pray that they will cooperate, that they will say yes before it is too late. But we know that the Lord even gives that grace right up to the moment of death. And so no one is outside of the mercy of God. No one is completely rejected or anything like that. They may have rejected God. He has not rejected them. And so we learn then from the love of our Blessed Lady, a mother's love, bringing all of us into her heart, pondering in the depth of her heart, but praying for us and pleading that we will come back to her Son so that we will accept his mercy, we will accept his grace, and we will then be able to be with him. So that just as the shepherds came and they adored and they understood, that's exactly what Our Lady wants for us, not just here, but especially in heaven, to be with her, to be able to see, to understand, and to worship for eternity her divine Son.